Please welcome to the show, Pastor Corey Brooks.
Pastor Brooks.
Hey, thank you, Nephew Tommy. I appreciate it. And Cheryl and Shirley, thank y'all so much. And of course, Steve Harvey in his absence.
Yeah. Hey, man, congratulations again. You know, you won the 2012 Community Leader Award at the Neighborhood Awards because of your dedication as a spiritual leader in Chicago. Tell us about the community that you serve in Chicago, man.
Well, I serve in the inner city of Chicago. I serve in what people call the hood, but we call it the neighborhood. And it's on the south side in a pretty tough area. Economically speaking, educationally speaking, it doesn't have a lot to offer. But there's a lot of love here and a lot of people who want this neighborhood to be the very best that it can be. But right now, we've been experiencing a lot of difficulty with a lot of the murders that have been going on in the city of Chicago.
Why do you...
Pastor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Pastor Brooks. Now, would you say that because most of this violence is concentrated in African-American neighborhoods, which have a lack of economic and educational resources, would you say that's a contributory factor? Or do our children feel that existence is senseless, that they don't have a future, so they're just doing these things and not understanding the consequence?
You know what? I believe all that to be true, Cheryl. The fact that our educational system for our children is failing us every single day. We have an alarming dropout rate. We have a very high African-American male population that is dropping out, not going to college. 4 out of every 100 black males going to college here in the city of Chicago. And, of course, economically speaking, the unemployment rate is at an all-time high in the black community, especially on the south side and west sides of Chicago. Then you put that all in one area, and then you tie in hopelessness and frustration, and it's just a sense of no future. And so as a consequence, it breeds a lot of violence.
Right. Hey, Pastor, with the shootings, man, and all the gang-related crimes, is it anything being done to combat all of this?
You know what? There are people who are collaborating. We have a not-for-profit called Project Hood, helping others obtain destiny, where we're working very hard to stop violence one neighborhood at a time. And that's really what it's all about. We've got to get some not-for-profit started. We've got to get collaboration with pastors and preachers and politicians and parents, all of us working together. And I think a lot of times that we work in our own little silos, and because of that, we don't get anything done. But as long as we can continue to work together and as long as we can continue to come up with some positive solutions, I tell people all the time that we have a problem because we gang up on each other. We got to stop gang up on each other and gang up on the problems.
That's true. And we'd never thought we'd be saying anything like this, Pastor Brooks, but the most horrible, horrific murder to date in Chicago was the murder of 6-month-old Janila Watkins.
Absolutely.
And you are offering a reward for information about the shooter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's an $11,000 reward that is going out to information to get this shooter caught and convicted. I've not only contributed, but there are others from the community who have contributed as well. And I know that reward is going to go up even as we speak. And so I'm so appreciative for the people in Chicago who understand the importance of making sure that we bring a person to justice, because we can't have people killing babies in our neighborhood. It's
right.
One thing to be shooting at gangbangers and shooting at each other, but to shoot an innocent baby who hadn't even reached a one yet is something that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah. Totally out of control, man.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Do you foresee a significant improvement in the future at all?
It's going to get better. We got to believe that it's going to get better. Yeah. And I got faith to believe that it's going to get better. There's a lot of pastors and churches who are praying for it to get better. But not only are we praying, we're putting our action with our words, because
you
can't just have prayer and no work. So we got faith and we got works, and we're putting our boots on the ground, and we're doing everything that we can to turn this around, and we are going to do it. We're not going to wait on Superman to come in here and save us. We're going to do it ourselves. We're going to get our people together, and we're going to turn this thing around.
Well, Pastor, we commend you on what you're doing, man. You are a
That's
foot
right.
soldier,
mm-hmm.
and we commend you on what you're doing for your community, man.
Thank you, Nephew Tommy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Shirley. And make sure y'all tell Steve I said thank you, and I appreciate that Ford Fusion I'm rolling all over Chicago with.
God bless you, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.